What up, what up? And we are back with another episode. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach, alongside here with no one, because I didn't want to bring anybody on. As the time of recording, it is 3:40, March 19th, and man, what a month to be alive. It almost just feels like it is banger after banger after banger of days. A lot better than February, and also just a lot more exciting than February, that's for sure. So we have made it through, and we are already in the middle of March. I think the last episode we did was, what, an 8-minute Super Bowl episode? I think I picked the Chiefs. The Chiefs won, so 2 for 2 in the last 2 years. But, you know, we got a free agency coming up, which we're talking about today. Then we have the draft, maybe an interview in there. And then after that, it's kind of just waiting for months until something really happens. So let's dive into the biggest news and probably what people came to hear about the Falcons quarterback situation. Kirk Cousins comes in. I think it's a great move. You know, best guy available, proven guy. Salary cap wise, it's very, very manageable. I don't get why people don't see it's manageable. I think the Falcons actually did a really good job in free agency. And the only reason people don't like Kirk Cousins is because he's coming off an Achilles, and yeah, who cares? I mean, it's a big deal. 4.5 months off, it'll be ready most likely for training camp. But it's just a proven guy that you want. And you can look at his playoff record and say his playoff record's crappy. But, I mean, you can say that about anybody, really, except, like, Mahomes and Brady. Like, Rodgers has won Super Bowl, 4 MVPs. Everybody thinks he's so good. I mean, it doesn't make sense. I don't think it matters that much. Like, career earnings, I mean, hey, career earnings, you're just a broke man if you just complain about a guy's career earnings. Like, come on. Like, really? Like, who cares? The guy does a good job of managing teams. Who cares? I think the Falcons are going to be really good. And, you know, people can complain about the money, but when the Falcons are 5-2 in Week 7 and you're not watching Desmond Ridder, you're watching Kirk Cousins, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself. And also, this team's not really – it's kind of built to win now. I think the window's – set, and the window's going to close soon, but hey, only 1 of 32 teams can win. I think there's a lot, maybe 10 better teams than the Falcons, but bringing Kirk Cousins in is just media galore. Ton of news on him. I mean, it's all over the place. He chose number 18. I think he's the, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th highest paid quarterback, 8th, I guess, tied with Mahomes in average per year, which is perfectly fine. I mean, that's what you got to do, and you also got to realize Falcons, you kind of have to overpay a little just because it's that franchise, which it hasn't won in a while. So you got to track guys, and, you know, I'm fine with it. I think the team's going to be really good. Kirk Cousins comes in, so does Darnell Mooney. I think that's a pretty solid deal. I think that's the market for a wide receiver, too, maybe a little bit lower than the market for kind of a deep threat and the guy he's working with. So he rejected Chicago's 3 years, $30 million deal and accepted the Atlanta 3 years, $39 million. I think the Desmond Ridder trade, getting the Riddler out of here, was a great move. I mean, Arthur Smith picked Desmond Ridder, essentially, and it looks like Arthur Smith had a lot of say in the draft process with what Terry Fontenot's doing. So I'm completely fine with Desmond Ridder going out, and for sure. And Rondell Moore coming in. Rondell Moore will wear the Riddler's number, which I'm perfectly fine with that. I mean, I thought Desmond Ridder was going to be decent enough last year, like a Jimmy Garoppolo role, to where he would have won enough games, but, I mean, he had to go, too, and it's one of those things where, man, you don't want to see that mofo anymore after the situation that went on. So it's the Riddler is gone to Arizona. Great trade by Fontenot. I think Fontenot is doing a tremendous job. Ray-Ray McCloud's a good guy to bring in. I think bringing in Ray-Ray McCloud almost kind of puts Avery Williams in a sense of, is this guy going to get cut? I think Avery Williams get cut with Ray-Ray McCloud coming in. And then Kentavious Street was re-signed. I think that was a good deal. Kadarius Hodge is coming back. Storm Norton, and I forget who else. But just a couple of minor re-signs for the Falcons. But I think they've done a great job, and I think it's time to look to the draft. Speaking of draft, Rush and I will do that in the future, and we'll collab with Knowles Daily. Speaking of Instagram, follow us on Instagram at BachFantasyTalk. We'll kind of talk about what happened. We'll go from team to team. Commanders, you know what? I mean, they're bringing in guys. At this point, they didn't make a huge splash. So what the hell are they doing? I think they're just trying to honestly get the culture in a good spot and bring in veteran guys who can kind of teach these younger guys how it's going to be. Commanders are in a rebuilding year. I expect them to be about top 5 in the draft again next year. Patriots, I mean, they didn't do much. I think they tried to do some stuff. I think they should go and try and get T. Higgins for whichever quarterback they're going to drop. I don't like Jared Mayo at all. I think he's kind of full of himself. I really think he's full of himself. I don't like Mayo at all. I think he's going to fail. I'm not going to say I liked what New England did. I don't even know who their general manager is. I'm looking at these numbers. I really don't know what they're doing, and it's just not a good team at all. It's just really not a good team. So they're going to be, they might be drafting top three again next year. Titans, I think the Titans actually did a really good job of kind of focusing on Will Levis's development and still having cap space through the next few years. I think picking Joe Alt is 100% the best case scenario for this team in the draft. And the Titans pick Joe Alt. They are building around Will Levis, which I think is tremendous. I think the defense can get a little bit better. I do like Brian Callahan, even though I think Mike Vrabel would have been good to have as Vrabel goes to the Browns. But I think the Titans are doing a really good job in there in their rebuilding process. Chargers, I think the Chargers, it looks like they have a ton of cap space right now, but they're kind of just got to reopen their window, if that makes sense. The window is not going to be there this year. I don't think picking Brock Bowers is a good move at all for them. No, but that's in the draft later. But I think the Chargers done a decent job. I think you just got to get Herbert somebody to throw to. I don't think Bowers is the guy. I think the guy from Washington or Marvin Harrison would definitely be the best move for the Chargers. Eagles, though, Eagles, everybody says they always do a good job. I mean, just bringing in Saquon, I don't think is a massive upgrade from DeAndre Swift. I think it's more of a media upgrade, and it's the way it goes. I don't know if Saquon's salary cap is here yet. I think Howie Roseman's doing a good job. I think the Eagles are slowly going to start losing these veteran guys and slowly just start deteriorating, and they will eventually have to do what the Chargers did. Bengals, I think the Bengals are doing an okay job. T. Higgins will be on our graphic. I don't know what T. Higgins is going to do. I would trade him the night before the draft. I think the Ravens were willing to offer a second. The problem is when you're trading guys like Keenan Allen, people are like, oh, why didn't the Falcons just send the fourth for Keenan Allen? Well, you're also taking on, what, $28 million in cap space. So when you're trading for T. Higgins honestly could have been worth a first-rounder 2 years ago. But since he's not a rookie deal, you have to pay him. You'll probably get a second-round pick in return for him. The Cardinals, I was thinking about this last night. I think they're doing an absolute tremendous job. Tremendous job in their rebuild. I think they know what they're doing. I think Jonathan Gannon proved a little bit in beating, what, three or four playoff teams last year. So I think Arizona's in a great spot. Maybe not cap space-wise because of Kyler Murray, but how they're building their team, I think they're doing a good job. I think sticking with Kyler Murray was probably the best call because they don't have the Caleb Williams. Raiders, they're just – the Raiders, the Steelers, and the Falcons just feel like they're set in mediocrity just with what they're doing. The Raiders really don't have a path with spending a ton of money but not having a good enough roster. I'm sure the defensive line's good, but man, there's nine other guys on the field, and those two elite rushers cannot play 100% of the snaps. Those snaps are hard to play in the defensive line scenario. So I don't love what Vegas is doing. I like the culture they have there. I just don't know if the product's good enough. And also, I don't know the quarterback situation. Is it play Minshew this year and then go draft a guy? Is it go draft a guy now? It just feels like they're kind of like how the Panthers were for a couple years. Or are they going to draft a guy, or are they just going to roll with a veteran? And I think next year they're going to realize they have to go trade for a quarterback. And I think the Panthers did that, and they just gave up way too much and honestly just got caught in a bad, bad situation. And the Panthers trade is going to be looked very, very frowned upon, especially because the Bears basically got the number one pick back-to-back years. Speaking of Poles and the Bears, they're up next. I think Poles is doing an amazing job. Amazing job in Chicago. Amazing. And I was here last year criticizing him. And he did an amazing job because Caleb Williams is going to be really good. I don't think a single person has told me one bad thing about Caleb Williams besides his attitude. I haven't heard one bad thing about Caleb Williams. I think Poles is doing a tremendous job. Going to be a good team. And here's why I don't think Fields was the guy. The guy never averaged 200 passing yards a game as a quarterback. And we got to keep in mind, sure, he can run. He's athletic. He's flashy. He's cool. But when you get that receiver in year three, you're supposed to take the leap. Fields did not take the leap whatsoever. Caleb Williams makes sense. I think it's going to be a great pick and a good idea. Lions, they just make some solid signs. I think it's just kind of the same team, but a little bit better. I'm not going to say I love what they're doing, but I think they're just what for the spot they're in, they're doing a great job. Packers, a little bit business is business type of moves, just cutting guys randomly. Really didn't bring anybody in crazy. They brought back, or I guess they got in Josh Jacobs, who is going to be a very good back. Maybe a little bit of an overpay for 4 years. Maybe just overpay in years, 4 years, $48 million. I think it's a good enough contract for both sides. They seem to love paying running backs. And the Jordan Love quarterback situation is going to be very interesting to see how he does this year on this contract. And they're going to have to pay him. Cutting Bakhtiari was a great move, so they're going to have to figure that out. Rams, I think they're doing a solid job. Unfortunately, Aaron Donald retired, so you just get that absolute key cornerstone. Face of your franchise is gone. You got to find a way to replace that. And the Rams definitely will miss the playoffs this year, I think. And I think they'll draft a quarterback the following year to replace Stafford. Broncos weren't doing a good job 3 years ago. Like I said, paying guys before they play a snap on your team doesn't make sense. So Broncos, y'all are out of here. Colts, re-signing Pittman seems like a solid deal. He got paid a lot. It's a big, heavy cap hit. But that's just what the market says. So Colts, solid job. Saints, all right. I mean, you signed Chase Young, and let me look. They're just going to take Chase Young and just absolutely end load the money. And you know what? I'm probably right. $13 million guaranteed means they're just going to do. And Chase Young's not even on here yet, but they're just going to backload the contract. And they're not going to go anywhere, so the Saints are stuck in mediocrity as well for the next few years. Seahawks, I think they're in a terrible direction. I don't think Geno Smith's the answer. You can't draft a guy. So I think they cut Geno Smith next year, and I don't blame him. It'll save $25 million. I think it's a good deal. I don't think they're in a direction. I don't know what they're doing with the safeties. It looks like they lost the Jamal Adams trade 100%. Bringing back Noah Fant was solid. Signing Leonard Williams is kind of what you got to do when you trade a second-round pick for him that is entitled to do so the following year. Not a lot of void years on their contracts. What a void year is, you basically add 3 years to the end of their contract to help backload money to save money for the future. I think the Seahawks are in a very weird spot. And I think, honestly, they're stuck in mediocrity because they need a quarterback that can take them over the hump. I don't think the offensive line is there yet. I think the receivers are good, but I think Tyler Lockett is going to slowly fade. I think they got a good young core going there. Cornerbacks are great. Devon Witherspoon was an absolutely tremendous pick. Safety situation is weird. The safety market is very, very nice, though, this year. Safety and running back market. And, you know, people last year, all they complained about was the running back market. And this year, I see running backs getting contracts all the time. So it seemed like that was more of a one-year thing. Saquon left. Josh Jacobs left, and Tony Pollard left. So if you want to keep a guy long-term at running back, you got to sign him at this point. Jaguars, I don't really know what they were doing. I thought they were low on money, and the next thing you know, I think they're backloading every single contract. I would have liked them to see them extend Josh Allen. Somehow they got all this money out of nowhere. I think they put a ton of void years on these contracts. I think Jacksonville's got to just start performing better. The Gabe Davis contract really does not make a lot of sense to me. I don't think there's a need for that. You honestly could have just put more money towards Calvin Ridley, but Calvin Ridley's contract was so expensive. I don't think it was worth it. Texans are in a really good spot in the future. They kind of went all in with signing Danielle Hunter and all these guys. They already put void year and pushed back money on Danielle Hunter. That's not what you want to do. I think they should cut a couple guys. I don't think the Joe Mixon move was smart at all. I think it's going to be a really bad deal looking back at it in the future. Pittsburgh, they're stuck in mediocrity. I don't think Fields is the answer. I don't think Russell Wilson is the answer. I think Mike Tomlin, honestly, should not even be re-signed next year just because I think they need a new change of regime in Pittsburgh. Panthers, I think they're doing a solid job. I think their top priority was working around Bryce Young, and that's what you have to do. Robert Hunt got paid a lot. So did Chris Lindstrom, so I can't really comment on that. But they are working on protecting them and getting some solid weapons, and I think that's a great move by Carolina and a pretty smart move because you already committed to Bryce Young. No matter who the general manager is, you have to build around him. Vikings not re-signing Kirk Cousins made 100% sense. I think drafting Jay McCarthy is their best move. You got to give Justin Jefferson a blank check, and I think McCarthy sitting behind Sam Darnold will be solid. He'll get a top pick. You get an option, either trade Jefferson. You got a lot to do. You're in a pretty solid spot if you're the Vikings general manager. Hawkinson's really good. So whatever guy comes in Minnesota will do a solid job. They kind of protected Kirk pretty well. I think the defense needs a little bit of work and a little bit of change, but I think the Vikings are in a great spot right now. Ravens, I don't think Derrick Henry puts him over the hump whatsoever. I think Derrick Henry's a good running back, but I don't think he changes your team tremendously. I mean, sure, the cheap deal. I think it was more of a, hey, we don't have much salary cap. Come here and we'll help you win. I think the Ravens still are Super Bowl contenders. It's going to be a little hard with that tough loss last year, but they can definitely get back to the top of the crown. Derrick Henry definitely helps. Good upgrade. Just stays healthy. It will be a tremendous team and definitely back in the playoffs. Dolphins, I think the worst thing they could do is absolutely give Tua a ton of money. And they're just pushing money back. This is not a pretty sight for this team's future. I think the Dolphins are going to be really bad in a couple of years. I just don't think they're managing money right. I really don't. And I don't think Tua can get him over the hump, unfortunately. So I would not give him a ton of money. But, hey, it could change my next year. 49ers, I mean, they always sneakily sign somebody, but I think they're obviously in a good spot. Buccaneers, when you say, you know, when you kind of exceed expectations and you say, hey, guys, let's run it back, it never works out. It never works out. It really doesn't. I think the Baker Mayfield contract is going to be looked at and be a very regretted deal. It's not going to work out. Jets, signing Tyron Smith is good enough. Don't know what his cap hit is. It's $12 million, which is perfectly fine. No void years, so it's a pretty solid deal. It's not $20 million like the media portrayed. Jets are in a solid spot. Cowboys got to upgrade if they want to get better. I think Jerry Jones doesn't realize he's dying. He's getting old. He's not going to be around much longer. He's got to start putting money into the team. He's getting old. Chiefs, I mean, there's still a Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. They'll be fine. Bills, I don't like extending all these guys because it doesn't get you in a better spot and it just puts you in more salary cap hell. I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know what they're doing. Joe Schoen, the general manager for the Giants, should be fired. Daniel Jones' contract is terrible. I mean, I said last year I would rather franchise tag Jones and let Saquon get a multi-million dollar deal. And if Daniel Jones got franchise tagged, he wouldn't even be signed right now. It's unbelievable. Browns, I don't like signing Jerry Jeudy to that extension. I think it's too much money already. Like, why are you committing? Why are you committing so much money already? Why? I'm making this one short. Just to get something out there. Falcons, I think they're in a great spot. Win of the division. And people say, contenders. We haven't made the playoffs in 6 years. I went through high school, the whole Marist career, for 6 years, and we didn't make one playoff game. We didn't even, not even win one, make one. It's time for this team to get better. I think it's getting a lot better. I think they need to cut Taylor Heineke. I think they need to cut Lorenzo Carter, Richie Grant, Mike Hughes. Save a little bit of money. I don't even know who this one guy is. I'm not even going to say his name. Cut some guys. Make some moves. Get better. I like what Terry Fontenot did. Good quarterback situation. Falcons is set up for success. Please follow us on Instagram at BachFantasyTalk. Edits made by Rush Williams. Shout out to Roosh. Hopefully an episode, a really cool episode is coming soon that will do very, very well. And we'll blow up. Other than that, that's all I really got for this one. Didn't ask any questions. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. Thank you for tuning in. Looks like it's episode 51. Not 50. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Enjoy it. It does not get much better than this. Goodbye.